This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. Today, from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Leroy says that effective spiritual warfare demands the correct choice of weapons for the job. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
During World War II, one of the greatest threats as Marines in the South Pacific was snipers. An enemy soldier, armed with a rifle and a telescopic sight, would hide himself in a tree and pick off our guys one by one. But in all my time in the Pacific, I never saw a sniper armed with a tank. First of all, it would be really tough to get a tank up a tree. And then it would be very difficult to hide it once it got there. A tank is a powerful weapon, but it is not the right weapon for a sniper. In today's passage, the Apostle Paul pictures the Christian life as a spiritual warfare and says that in order to win, we must use the right weapons. Listen to his words in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Here the Apostle Paul talks about the strongholds of Satan, which include ignorance of the Word of God and prejudice against it, indifference to spiritual truth, and the allurements of the world around us. In order to overcome these powerful forces, we can't rely on our own strength or wisdom. We must place our confidence in the spiritual weapons God has given us. Look at the example of King David, one of the greatest warriors and military leaders of all time, who said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." Here is a man with tremendous financial resources and a huge standing army. Yet he knew that the weapons of his warfare were not of human design. Christian, we cannot win our spiritual battles with human ingenuity, human wisdom, and human strength. Think back on the account of Jesus in the wilderness, facing the onslaughts of the devil. In a weakened condition, Jesus overcame the temptation of the devil, not by any human effort, but by his total reliance on the Word of God. In our spiritual warfare, we call on the mighty name of the Lord and find our strength in Him. Don't fight your battles with the wrong weapons. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a reminder that you are the best Christian someone knows, and what it means in your daily discipleship.